Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God for you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
It's the wonderful way to start our all-night prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Walk my home. It's a wonderful thing to walk through here and to walk through your house, the Holy Ghost walking with you and sanctifying your home. Wonderful thing. That's a glorious thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I wish I could get somebody to just holler, glory. Glory!
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 Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank I feel Lord. Like taking y'all when I was a little boy. I heard an old mother singing this. I never have forgotten it. And this is for y'all. You know, my music, thank God for it.
Yes,
but
Lord.
I just want to take y'all back here. Oh, I thank the Lord for Jesus.
Can you hear me?
We do hear you. Go ahead and give us a station identification. And then young people, get ready. We're coming to you tonight. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We're just excited. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We honor our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Lady Betty, our First Lady of this ministry. Thank God, amen, for all the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. We just thank God for everyone. Thank God, amen, for our mother, little husband, Bishop Hagen, and how what God is doing for him. We just thank God for each and every one of you. And we are excited. We are here broadcasting live from GVJN Network, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached by dialing into the studio. We are live. The number to dial in is 646-595-2035. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. And we're excited about this all-night shut-in. We will be here with the DBJN Network until 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we will have our sister station, GBS, to take it on for the next 3 hours. Then from there, we will have our brother station to take it on for the next 3 hours. And we'll be here, the Lord said the same, for the rest of the night, enjoying such an outstanding program. And we want to thank our chief for this great platform and how God is using him to impact nations all over the world. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
And I received that. The Lord said to me, in fact, I received a prophecy today. The prophecy was that I would impact nations, yeah, all over the world. And then they said that I would be sought after by kings and queens to pray for them. That's what the prophecy was. The kings and queens and rulers and presidents, they said, of great nations would seek after your chief, and they would seek after me to pray for them. Amen. I don't know how that would come about, but that's what I'm talking about. Amen. I know I have a new assignment, and he didn't take any assignment, but he gave me, added on a new one, and that is to help people all over the world realize how good God is. Amen. He hadn't done just a few things for you since yesterday morning or this morning. And, but he's done thousands. He's done thousands of things. Not to even have one praise, that's ludicrous. God did thousands of things for you, and you can't have even one praise. That doesn't make you feel. That doesn't make God feel good. It sure doesn't make you look good. That God has done thousands of things for you. Let me tell you a few of them. He let you breathe over 1,000 times last night. That's 1,000 right there. Another thing, he let your heart beat when you didn't know nothing about it over 1,000 times since last night and this morning to right now. That's 2,000 things. You don't have a pedometer on you, but people who do realize that they walk about 5,000 steps a day. In a week's time, can you imagine? In a week's time, 7 times 5 is 35,000 steps at least. And you can't think of one thing that he's done for you. It makes you look bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me talk to y'all gingerly. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God. I hope you can realize how good he's been to you. Amen. And then on top of that, if you knew your system inside of you, there are thousands of going on right now to keep you alive. Amen. Let just one of them fail. Let your kidney fail. Let your heart fail. Let your liver fail. All the, let them fail and see how long you stay here. But he's keeping you alive. And you can't think of one thing that he's done for you. Just give him a praise for it. I love y'all anyway. All right. Let me say to you, be blessed, and we'll be praying for all of you tonight. Let's move on. I want to just thank God for any of our youth who are on the line. I want to discuss with them for the next 25, 30 minutes. John 3:16. Do we have any youth on the line? Anybody who can say that or read it? John 3:16. Any young person?
This is Kieran.
This is who?
Kieran.
Kieran, how old are you, Kieran?
Good.
How old are you?
11.
11 years old. And you want to say John 3:16?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me hear you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Ooh, my God, my God, my God. You can't see me. Spirit Ram, Kieran, I'm patting you on the back, buddy. Patting you on the back. Reach your hand out. I'm shaking your hand right now. That is beautiful. Amen. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I started something here. Any other young people on the line, I want to hear you say it. Whoever's on the line, I'll be here. Any young person, let me hear you say that. John 3:16, come on. Anybody else? Any other young person, come on. Just jump in there and let me hear you say it. What about you, Galen? Jump in there and let me hear you say it. All right. Let me read that next verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. That's important too.
Go ahead. So,
okay, go ahead. Anybody else want to say it? Go ahead. All right. Are you still there, Kieran? Now, where's Galen? Is he close around? Come back to me now.
He's going to get him, Pastor. I mean, Ambassador Benefit.
Fine. God bless you. All right. Let me see. Sister Keisha, are any of your children on the line tonight? If so, let me hear from you. Say something if you're there.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Galen?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to hear you. Yeah, turn to John 3:16. I want you to get that in your spirit. Help him out, Kieran, if you have it. Let him see it. Can you read that to us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life.
Do y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, stick with me just for a few minutes. I want to ask you a few questions. What does that mean to you? For God so loved the world. Who is that talking about when it says the world?
Us.
That's right. Good answer. Us. Amen. And everybody else, right?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, right. And who is it said loved the whole world? Who is it said loved the world? Who did that? Who does that?
God.
Amen. Now, have you ever heard kids in your school thinking that nobody loves them? Ever?
No, sir.
They all know that God loves them, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a wonderful thing in schools and in the place where they tried to take all the prayer out of schools, but now I understand it's getting back in schools everywhere. But they all know that somebody loves them. That's important because some young people are trying to commit suicide and things like that, and they need to know that God loves them too. And then I want y'all, Kieran and Galen, I want y'all to take the assignment here and not be ashamed to tell some of your classmates that God loves them, regardless of who they are or what they've done. And what they haven't done, God still loves them. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
And then what did he do? It's right in that next part of the verse. What did he do for you, Kieran? He did what?
He gave his son to us.
He gave his only begotten son. What does that mean to you? I mean, how you mean, what does it mean he gave his only begotten son?
He gave his son for our sins.
Wow. Woo. Yeah, that's for sure. For our sins. And in other words, he sent his son from heaven for our sins. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So that means that he sent his son from heaven for who? Have you ever sinned? So he sent his son from heaven for who?
Yeah. All of our sins.
For all of your sins. That's for me. Say for me.
For me.
For me.
Yeah, for me. For all of us on this line. Mm-hmm. Now, the next part of the verse, something great. How do we accept this pardon for our sins? And read that next part for me.
For God did not.
No, not the next verse. Just that last part of that verse. He gave his only begotten son and then says that whosoever, or whatever version you're reading, what does it say?
That whosoever believes in him
whoever believes in him. Now, I showed y'all Sunday. If you go to a chair and you immediately sit down in that chair, what does that say? You just sit down in it and you don't even think about it. And you just flop down in the chair. What does that say?
Mm-hmm.
Does that say that you believe in that chair? Yeah, you believe in that chair, don't you? Because why would you sit down there if you didn't believe it was going to hold you up? Am I making sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you didn't believe in that chair, what would you do?
Fall.
Fall.
That's right. Well, let's say it like this. If you didn't believe in that chair, would you go sit down in that chair?
No, sir.
What would you do?
Find another chair.
That's it. You find another chair. I mean, why would you sit down in a chair if you didn't believe it was going to hold you up? You find another chair. Amen. So if you believe in God, then don't you think you ought to find the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You ought to find him, because if you believe in him, find him. Don't go over there finding some other type of religion that teaches that so-and-so is God. But you believe in Jehovah God. Why don't you find him by giving your heart to him and giving your life to him? See, one of the things that really saddens me many days is that people will go and find everything under the sun. They'll find cocaine, goofballs, acid, angel dust, crack and crank and PCP and everything you can name, alcohol, whatever kind of drinks you can name, all kinds of sex, all kinds of money. They think money is the answer. They'll try everything under the sun, but they won't try to, you know, find Jesus. They're lost. They won't want to. Is that fair?
No,
sir.
That's unfair, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then when you try to talk to them about Jesus, they don't even want to try Jesus, and they tried everything you can name. It's very, very, very unfair. But it says, he said, come on, find me. Whosoever believes in me should not what?
Perish.
Perish. But what's the rest of that?
But have eternal life.
You'll have eternal life. Do you want eternal life?
Yes,
sir.
What does that mean, eternal life? Eternal life, everlasting life. What does that mean?
Live for the Lord.
How long will you live with eternal life, with everlasting life? Just for a few days or forever?
Forever.
Forever. That's right. So what does he say? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. What does perish mean? You know what that means?
No, sir.
Shall not, what about be destroyed? You perish away from this earth. Shall not die. You know what I'm saying? You shall live. You said it a while ago, forever. Amen. When Jesus comes back, amen, he's coming back for his church, his people, and you'll be caught up to meet him in the air. If you believe in him and give your heart and life to Jesus, you shall not be destroyed. You shall not perish. But you're going to live with Jesus. How long? How long?
Forever.
Forever.
So would you tell your young people there at your school, what would you say to them? I just want to know, what would you tell them? If you wanted to help them, what would you tell them?
That God loves you.
Wow. That's right. You're telling them. Would you be ashamed to tell them something like that?
No.
No, sir.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful, beautiful. And if you tell them that, you know, there's a scripture, another scripture that's connected to John 3:16. There are two more scriptures that are connected to John 3:16. Can I tell you what they are?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. They're Hebrews Well, let me get something more simpler. The Romans, yeah, let me go there. Romans 10 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read that to you. Do you mind? Amen. May I?
Mm-hmm.
May I read it to you?
Yes, sir.
Right. Romans 10 and 9. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It says here that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, amen, I want you to touch your mouth. If you confess with that right there, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, I want you to touch your heart. Believe in your heart that God has raised him, it says, but it's talking about Jesus, that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, I preached a message to y'all Sunday called You Must Be Born Again.
Mm-hmm.
And you all have been born again. But what did you do? May I tell you? You confess with your what?
Mouth.
Mouth. The Lord Jesus. All right? And you believed in your what?
Heart.
Heart.
That God had raised him from the dead. And it says that God, thou shalt be saved. You were saved. Amen. You did that. The word of God cannot be a lie. And you did that. You got to, people, your friends, whoever it is who has never accepted Jesus, they got to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Amen. You remember I preached the message in Amazing Grace about how they did Jesus. They marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall, and they condemned him to die, and then they put a cross on his shoulder, and he marched up to Calvary. Remember I told y'all about that?
Yes, sir.
And then they laid the cross. I went to Jerusalem. This is the way they did it. They laid the cross down on the ground. That makes sense, because how can you hang a man while the cross is standing up? It'd be difficult to hang him like that. But they laid it on the ground and took his hands and stretched them out on the cross there and nailed his hands to the cross. And they crossed his legs and took big spikes and nailed them through his feet. Amen. Nailed his feet to the cross. Then they began to do something that really demons didn't want them to do. And they began to lift that cross up. And demons were screaming, no, no. Why? Because they had heard and read in the scripture that he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men and women, everybody, children, to him. So, but they hung him high and stretched him wide and then dropped. And Jesus died for all of us. Amen. And you're doing right by knowing to tell your kids, the kids at your school, that God loves them. Proven by the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my brothers, my brothers. God bless you. And anybody else? I'm going to open up the line for about four or five of you who are listening tonight. Amen. To these children and other children who are listening. I'm going to open up the line to these adults on the line to encourage these young people. This is a day that if you don't encourage them, the world is waiting to encourage them. Don't hold your peace. Say something to these young people who are on the line tonight that would encourage them. The line is open to you, anybody who can encourage these young people. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Missionary Kimberly Kennedy in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What an awesome blessing it is to have the kids on the line. They said, and the Bible says, and a child shall lead them. And train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get older, they will not depart. So it is awesome to have them on the line. And the fact that they are male children that are on the line, meaning that our young boys are being empowered. They are inundated with so many other things, but for them to be on the line, I just believe that's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for you, Sister Kennedy. All right, anybody else in church, the line is open to you. The line is open to you.
Hi, this is Sheila Brown in Kansas, 913. Young men, young people, I would just like to say I will have you all in my prayers, and a lot of things going to be coming y'all's way, and they're going to be tricks and schemes of the devil. And I just would like to say, you young man, I think the world of y'all for being on the phone to even discuss Jesus, to even be reading his word this time of night, because you guys can be somewhere else. So I just thank the Lord, and I want him to bless you all for taking out the time to come and share his holy word with us. And I do appreciate that. And may the Lord continue to bless you all in whatever you do. Just always remember your training. Always remember Chief Bernard Johnson. You always have him to speak to, or any Christian person that God have in your midst. Any questions? Y'all need to know anything you guys do not understand. Why is this coming? Why am I feeling this type of way? And, you know, different little things, because I was young. And not only that, I have a 22-year-old son. So I understand, and I saw him change as a young man, and he was born and raised in church also, but the devil came his way with a whole bunch of worldly mess, you know, rap, and want to sag his pants and want to put an earring in his ear and want to sass off to his mother and, you know, want to get beside himself. And I just want to say, whatever y'all do, keep on respecting the people that God have over y'all, and just continue to be obedient. Listen to God's voice. And once again, like I said, if it's something and emotions or anything, you guys could be facing peer pressure, talk to a Christian person. Call Chief Bernard Johnson. He will always have time to pour into you all. So just keep standing. We don't have very many men. We have some, but, you know, they have fallen off so bad. But I thank God that you all are standing for righteousness and standing for holiness. And may God continue to bless you all.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sister Sheila Brown. God bless you. All right, I got time for somebody else. If you want to encourage this man, I know everybody on this line, I don't want to encourage these men. Who else? Amen. The line is open to you. Jump in there and say something to encourage these young men.
Amen. Ambassador Elect Mother Dixie from Area 708, I thank and praise the Lord for you, these young people. And I want to say, if you stay with the scripture and you stay with the church and stay with Dr. Johnson, so many things that your friends are going through. When you're older in life, you won't have to get all those things. You won't have to learn how to stop smoking. You'll already know. You'll never get into that. So I thank and praise God for you being on the line, and most of all for you being in the Word.
All right, somebody's got two lines open in the same room. All right, God bless you. I got time for another person who wants to encourage these young men. Jump in there and say something to them in the name of Jesus. Anybody else? Can y'all hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Chief, we can hear you.
All right, somebody else? You can jump in there and encourage these young men. We got any men on the line who can encourage them? Amen. Let me say this to you, young men. Whatever you do, I want you... We used to have to tell young girls, keep your dress down. Don't be trying to give up your virginity thing to these boys and things like that. But nowadays, we're having to encourage the young men. Let me say this. I went to...
don't get up your
tires.
Finger.
I went to get two tires. And don't forget it. There was a young man there. Someone, you got your line open, and we hear you. There was a young man in there. We had his pants down on his thighs almost with the belt around it. And you know, you wanted, and all his charts were showing and everything. And I began to talk to him. I said, man, what's your name? And I asked him his name. And I said, tell me about your life. And through talking with him, I found out he was 16 years old. And at 16 years old, he already had 4 babies out of wedlock. His life was almost basically just written for him. He was going to have to work and take care of his family at 16, and unless God would send him special help, you know. But I'm saying to you, young men, don't be caught in traps. Are you understanding me, Galen and Tavon? And all that? Don't be caught in traps. Amen. You got to remember that God has a future for you, and you don't want anything to disturb your future. Amen. Hold yourself. You know what I'm saying to you. Hold yourself. And don't let the enemy put you in a trick bag. Because nowadays, it's almost like they are trying to get you entrapped so that you will be forever in their life. So you don't need that. Keep yourself right, hold yourself, and life, God will have something exciting for you, I'm sure, and be able to use you more for his glory. Now, I want you to know God loves you. Tell your school friends the same thing y'all told me a while ago. God loves you. Keep that on the tip of your lips, and be strong in the Lord always in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God. Let God and impact your life as never before. Let him be your joy, your love, your peace, your everything. And one day he'll give you a special woman in your life who will be your helpmate. And you'll be happy that you didn't have 4 babies, 3 babies, 2 babies, or even 1 baby out of wedlock. And you'll be mighty glad about it, man. God bless you. Got to move on tonight. I'm at 10 o'clock hour, and I believe it's Ambassador Gail Stith who has the 10 o'clock hour. We want you to know that we appreciate everything, all these young people on the line tonight, and appreciate all of you, and we're praying for you. May I say a brief prayer, and then we go into Ambassador Gail Stith. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, look on these youth on the line. I pray that you give them a protecting hand. Yes, don't let the enemy sift them as wheat. God, give them the anointing in their hearts and minds, protecting them from all hurt, harm, or danger. I rebuke situations like Columbine in their lives. I rebuke murderous spirits around them. I rebuke drug dealers and drug sellers around them. I rebuke any spirit trying to overcome them to make them go the wrong way. But God, bless these young people in the name of Jesus and take them from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, thank you again and again and again and again. Oh, my God. And again, we love you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you young people. Amen. All right, I'm going to the 10 o'clock hour here. I'm going to Ambassador Gail Stith. Are you on the line tonight? Ambassador
I'm present, Chief. I'm present.
God bless you. This is one of our powerhouses on the line.
Amen.
These women can pray so. Oh, my God. They'll have folk running around the church when they get through praying. Amen. Praising God and holding their hands, holding up holy hands. And shouting and praising God. And Ambassador Stith has been such a mighty, mighty, phenomenal blessing on this prayer line. She doesn't even know how much we appreciate her. And thank God for her. Amen. She always energizes the prayer line. She energizes everybody. She energizes me. She's just a blessing. And I know she's got something special for us tonight. And I'm releasing the line in your hands. It's in your hands, Ambassador Gail Stith from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. This powerhouse. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. I was wondering, who is that little person that you talk about? Lord, that's my twin. Hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord tonight for another night. Amen. Saints of God, I just want to encourage you all for a few minutes. And I thank God for this 30 minutes. And I want you to just focus on what I'm saying. I'm asking God to give me a teaching spirit. Don't allow me to start preaching on the line tonight. I just want to talk. But I just want to go quickly to the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. God, I bow down before you right now, and I thank you because you're such a holy God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for the word that said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Everything that's creeping on the earth right now, everything that's moving in the nighttime right now, everything that's trying to hide its face from grace, oh, it will have to bow down to Jesus. And God, we praise you that you are Savior, you our deliverer. And God, we just come boldly to the throne of grace, thanking you, oh God, when it's approaching the hour of midnight, even midnight hours, and in our lives, oh God, yet you're still moving. When you are silent, oh God, you're still moving in the atmosphere. And God, we praise you for it right now. I'm so excited in my spirit. And I ask, oh God, that the wind of the Holy Ghost, oh God, will blow on the line from the north and the south and the east and the west. Oh God, blow on dead bones, broken bones, bones that need to come back to life. Resurrect right now in the name of Jesus. Cause a Lazarus spirit to blow. Blow in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, shake and put it back together again. And God, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Ah, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the people of God that are victorious right now will shout with your trumpet out of your mouth and blow your trumpet in Zion and give God some praise with me right now. If you don't mind, just tell him thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go a little bit higher. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Far above principalities, far above powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, God, we pull down every stronghold. God, every weight, oh, God, right now we release it in the name of Jesus. We cast all of our cares on you, for we know that you careth for us. And, God, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, and let your fresh oil move throughout this night, oh, God. Smear the Holy Ghost like never before. And we thank you, God. Open up minds, ideals, concepts, promotions, oh, God, and businesses right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and we declare it so. God, that you're over our eyes and that you're planting right now, planting, hallelujah, seeds in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I was pondering tonight, oh God, I've been praying about what shall I say to your people. And I began to think of a story that was given to me a while back. And I'm going to start out just quoting words of a song that says, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone. And whether you all believe it or not, there's a cross for me. All of us have a cross. And so I want to begin telling you this story. And this story was a man who approached the Lord and said, God, if you love me so much, why is it that I have so much that I have to bear? And the Lord began to tell him, if you can't bear your cross, I'm going to let you choose your cross. So he gives in the story, he goes and tells him there's a building and there's a door at the end of this building. It's a small door. So when you realize as he was opening up the door, there was a big warehouse that had all different sizes across. Amen. And the Lord told him this, now you look around the room, and if you can find a cross that you can carry, you can have it. So the man began to look in the room, somebody, and he saw a cross that was so high. And he said, I cannot carry this cross because this cross was too big for me to carry. He began to look around the room, and he said, I cannot carry that cross because it was too heavy, too big, too wide. I can't lift it. I will need some help. So as he began to search around the room, he looked in the corner, my God, and saw this little bitty cross. And he said, that's the cross that I want. And the Lord began to minister to him and say to God, guess what he said? That's the cross that you're carrying. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you tonight. When it looks like things are too heavy and too hard and too big and too wide and the roof is falling down and the walls are coming in on you, you were in the right place to carry the cross that God had given you, the cross. Amen. And when you look at it, and I begin to think about that story, when I begin to think about, oh, this is too much for me, I begin to look around at everybody else that's around me. And I said, my little small cross that I'm carrying, oh, my God, you said that you would go with me. You would be with me. And the Bible lets me know. He said his yoke, thanks to God, is easy and his burdens are light. He promised to never leave you and never forsake you. Thank you. He said, I will be with you even until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. And when I begin to look up that Greek word for with means I'm your companion. I'm your partner. I'm walking with you. And there's never a cross too big that you can't carry that I haven't already carried it for you. And if you don't mind right now, just putting your blessed hands together and throwing out, Lord, I thank you for my cross. Glory to God. Because you've already bore all of our sickness and all of our pains. Oh, yeah. God. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that I have eyes to see. Oh yes. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. But there's someone less fortunate than me. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that I'm not living out on the street, oh God, that you blessed me with a roof over my head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And saints of God, if you would just pray with me, I just have one of the spirits tonight. I just want to cry out to God. But I begin to ask God, help me tonight. Hallelujah, because I want to give you something that you're going to go to bed off of it and you will feast off of tonight. And I just want you to remember there's nothing that you can go through that God can't handle. Amen. There's not a cross that's too big that he hadn't already carried it for you. Amen. So if you would go quickly to the word of God with me in Galatians, amen. And I'm just going to briefly hit on a few things. Galatians, the fourth chapter. And the reason I begin to look at that particular text because, and I have about 15 minutes now, a woman of God came to me and she said, woman of God, the doctor told me that I would never bear a child in my womb again, that I would have to have a hysterectomy. And so you all understand, for those that are in the medical field, a hysterectomy is when they take the womb out of a woman's body, and there's no other part of the body that when it's taken out that you can bear a child. Amen. So as she began to tell me that, I began to ponder, and I said, Lord, you promised the woman of God a child. And he said, if I promised her a child, she will have a child. And then the Lord began to ask me the question. And I said, what's the question, Lord? And he began to minister to me that my church seem to be in a place where they have had a hysterectomy. They're not birthing babies. They're not birthing babies out of the womb that I have called them to birth. I'm not seeing the children mentors birthing them where they would know their destiny in the ministry. It appears that, oh my God, that there's too many babies that's been aborted before they were born. Amen. So let's look at Galatians. And I said, God, birth babies, birth mentors. And it appears to me as I begin to read this text in Galatians, the fifth chapter, if you would get it, I'm going to go quickly to it right quick. And if you pull it up, it begins to talk about this. Amen. I looked it up and it says, Galatians, the fourth chapter, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. Okay, you understand this. As long as an heir, as long as he is a child, he's no different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Now, I'm going to break this down for you. Let me go a little bit further. But verse 2, but if under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now, I want you to watch this. Now, even though what it says in the text there, that they are children and they're heirs of God. Now, even though we are children and heirs of God, guess what? Until God releases us in the ministry, until he releases us to what we are, our full Godship, we are still servants to someone else. Amen? When you look at this, all of us have a guardian. If you are a guardian of a child, you know what a guardian does. You know what a trustee will do. But until the time has come that you should be released to receive this inheritance, you've got to follow the tutorship of a leader. Amen? So when I begin to look at this text, I said, God, I'm an heir of God. I am a child of God. Now, there's no way for me as a child of God should I walk in the slave mentality that the world dictates for me to have. Amen? So I begin to look a little bit further. Now, when you all was in the first grade, 1 + 1 is what, everybody? It is 2. That's what you learn in the first grade. 1 + 1 is 2. 2 + 2 is 4. Now, when I graduated from the first grade and went to the 12th grade, I no longer need my teacher to teach me that 1 + 1 is 2 because I should already know that 1 + 1 is 2. Amen. Where am I in the spiritual realm, in the church, in the womb? Where am I to be mentored? What I'm saying, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I act as a child. I learn as a child. As an heir of God, I know who I am in Christ Jesus. When I stepped in and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, my mentor is supposed to take me to another level. I am no longer on the first grade level. When I first got saved, thanks to God, that's where I learned how to dress, how to look, how to act, how to walk, how to present myself as a living sacrifice unto God. Now, the enemy has got the church twisted right now. So we can't birth wounds because we're too busy still fighting over stuff that we learned when we first got saved. We're still fighting over fornication, adultery, gossip, backbiting, lying, prophesying. We're fighting over materialistic stuff that God has said we learned when we was in the first grade. Now my mentor needs to teach me how to get past the first grade. And I need to go to the 12th grade right now where I need to be in a place, somebody, where I need to know how to handle millions of dollars for the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen right there?
Amen.
And see, when I begin to look at verse 2, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of this father. I'm going to read it again. But is under tutors, amen, what are the tutors doing? What are our pastors doing? What are our leaders are doing? What are the women that supposed to travail and teach us in the church? What are they doing? What are we doing, saints of God, when there's a dying world out there waiting on the manifestations of the sun?
Can anybody hear us?
We lost her.
Yeah.
Oh, we must have lost
her.
She'll be back. She'll be back. And then somebody who has a testimony of what God has done for you. Some of you all, get ready, I'm going to be asking for testimonies. But somebody who has a testimony, why don't you talk until you hear it, come back on, and we'll receive her. Anybody?
Thank the Lord. This is Rosie Stokes from Waysmith, Arkansas. I would just like to say how good God has been to me today. On the 23rd of this month, my phone's supposed to been cut off, but I'm still on it and able to hear the prayer line. I just thank God for being good to me. I put my trust in Him. I believe in Him when I asked Him to let it stay on, Lord, till You make a way for me to pay this bill. And sure enough, it been on. Ain't been off now time. I just thank Him for my family. I just thank the Lord. Yes, I do.
That is a praise report. And you able to hear the prayer line tonight. Thank God for you.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Are you all still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Got disconnected there for a second, but I was... Glory to God on this verse about the tutors, and it says governors until the time has come. Now, I'm not looking at our president of the United States. He can't lead me to Christ. Donald Trump can't lead me to Christ. And what I'm saying is we're fighting about stuff that God is not even concerned about. We are fighting about the Bible, what it says. There's a dying world. There are drug addicts. There are prostitutes. There are people that are lost. There are people that are waiting for us to bring them to their destiny, to be in a place where God can train them and do it through us. I can ask all of you now, who have we discipled today? And I'm sorry, this is not one of those messages going to make you shout tonight right there. All I can say, glory to God until Christ be formed in you. And let me run down to another text where, down in this scripture text where Paul was talking about. There's another text down there I want to bring. He says in verse 10, ye observe days and months and times and years. Think of God, what am I saying? What is He saying to us? He said, I don't have time to be concerned about your special days that you are honoring in your church. My God is not in those days. You are observing things that I'm not even in. My God. What about the children? What about the lost? What about the people that's running around that are lesbian, homosexuals, those that are in the church that's crying to come in every day with a problem, who wants them waiting on us to tell them, you are a child of God. You are an heir of God. You don't have to live like this anymore. But let me go back a little bit further. Paul said, I want you to have the kind of mind of Christ that I got. Paul said, I am not afraid. But then he says in verse 11, I'm afraid of you, least I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. What is he saying here? I'm afraid of you. You observing all this stuff. You mean I have did all this work in the name of the Lord, and I'm doing it in vain, and you playing games with ministry, you playing games with souls, you playing games with people's lives. Oh, my God. Then I begin to minister to a young woman today who is broken, who is leaving the church, because every time the pastor gets up, he throws sermons at her. Broken, because no one will stand in the church and say enough is enough. Thank the God. What I'm saying, when I got saved, when I became an heir of God in verse 14, I knew that there was a place in God that the devil can't touch me under the blood. Amen. I am no longer going to eat milk. I am never going to drink milk again. I'm never going to eat stale bread again. I'm never going to talk like I used to talk when I was in the first grade. But I have been elevated and promoted into the Word of God, that there's no more talk to and fro. There's no more listening to doctrines and doctrines of men and people talking witchcraft stuff in the church. I need to grow up and stop, as Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Chief, would always say, stop crawling. Put your clothes on. Put your helmet on. can I get some saints on the line say amen and amen. Glory to God. We are living in a time where holiness has to prevail. We have to get back to holiness. We have to get back to living with sanctification and purification. We have got to get back that we call the devil who he is. A spade is a spade. A devil is a devil. A whoremonger is a whoremonger. A liar is a liar. I cannot pound cake with the devil. I cannot play with the devil. There is too much at stake. I have prayed for the man that God, I want to walk into places have I seen before where deaf eyes are open and I'm seeing legs coming out and I'm seeing hands getting extended. I'm seeing lives. Glory, glory, glory. I want to stay in a dispensation with God. When God walked in the room and said, I'll release a miracle in this house. See, God, when he said a miracle must take place, and a miracle woman of God, a miracle man of God, when God would stop the order of time, I'm going to say it again, when God would stop the order of time to create what he promised that will happen in your life, even though you might feel like you're 15 years behind time, with God there is no time. When you pray on earth, it has time. But when your prayer reaches heaven, it has no time. It is eternity. But when God releases time and to a chronos time and to a kairos moment in your life, you will receive a miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe it when I've heard the man of God, Bishop, would always sing. He would always say, it's time to be healed, be delivered, and be set free. What I'm saying, you can't relax with the devil. You can't play with the devil. You have to be like Popeye told Pluto. You got to stand up and say, I've had all I can stand, and I ain't going to stand no more. I've been to take out this word, and I've been chewing it up all day long. The word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against God. And when you look up what it means to meditate in God, meditate means to mutter things. It means you have two sons in reverence every time. Every time you mutter and see one in one stomach, the other stomach is ready to take it up. That means at all times, when David said, I bless the Lord all times, when you get up, you're chewing out of one stomach, you say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And on the other stomach, where you meditate on the same word, that says, great is he that is in me, that he that is in the world. And then you mutter again on what you thought about at the evening of the day. When you begin to say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wing as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And you need to find yourself during the day walking it out, talking it out. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I glorify you. I magnify you because you're good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Bible lets me know that even in the book, oh my God of Job, I've heard Chief Ambassador preaching, when you prayed for your friends, what would happen in your life. But I want you to know, Job was an upright man, and so God could point him out. Job didn't give up. He didn't give in, and he didn't get out. He didn't get distracted. He didn't say, I'm going to throw in the towel. He didn't get his eyes off the Lord, but he pressed towards the mark, and that mark was in the high calling of Jesus Christ. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, when you know you have a great inheritance, when you know that you are an heir of God, it's nothing the devil can do to you. But in the meantime, I need you to have a sensitive ear. So my mentor can mentor you. But the Bible says down further in the text, until Christ be formed in you. I want to tell you tonight, saints, everything that you're going through, Christ is trying to form himself in you. Come on, down. I got one more minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you about Job. When God, in the Job 42, when he began to lose everything, see, early on in the text, he had sons. But it talks about in the end of Job, where God blessed him and restored everything back to Job. Job had three daughters that God had given him. And the first daughter's name was Jemima. Jemima means a new day. If you let Christ be formed in you, if you allow God to crucify your flesh, if you allow your confession to be, I'm going to mortify the deeds of the flesh, if you allow God to do what he's trying to do on your life, you will be just like Job's daughter. Every child was named after affliction or a blessing. And their daughter name was Jemima. I mean, this is a new day. Come on, saints, that this is a new day for me. I'm not going through that what I used to go. I'm not going to crawl anymore, as Chief Ambassador say. I'm going to get up off my seat. I'm going to stop murmuring and complaining about something that never happened. But I'm going to say this is the day that the Lord has made. And I shall rejoice, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. You open up your eyes and open up your mouth and say, "Dell, will you take this?" And the second daughter name was Kester. It spells C-A-S-S-I-E, which means fragrance. Glory to God. After you've gone through something, it talks about the anointing. Amen. And the fragrance comes from the anointing. After you have, and it talks about a shrubbery plant, that how the plant of the oil is called myrrh is made from. If myrrh is oil, one of the oils that anointed baby Jesus with the wise men when they came from far. And so they say this oil, in order to get the fragrance from it, it has to be crushed. What I'm saying, to Christ be formed in you, it's going to have to be some crushing. Every time you crush it, the Bible lets me know, and the study lets me know there's an aroma that comes from that plant. So when he had that second daughter, her name was, that means fragrance. It means that oil, what God is trying to do in your life, when people were talking about you, that's some fresh oil, which brings forth an anointing. Because every time you open up your mouth, your fragrance of the anointing don't come out. And when you get crushed, saints, it doesn't look good, glory to God. It'll cause you to disform yourself, but it'll cause you to praise God in a place that you never praised him before. So as I close right now, say, Lord, yes. Christ, until Christ be formed in me, I'm going to open up my mouth, and I'm going to bless the Lord at all times and praise him. Just continue to in my mouth, and that last daughter name is coming up, and I will tell you about suffering. I have to come another day, but just look them up and look up their name and go back to verse 1 in chapter 4 and say, Lord, I'm not going to be in the first grade, and I don't want to look like I'm deformed at age 60, acting like I'm 1 year old in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I'm going to grow up tonight. I'm going to walk up tonight. I'm going to step up until Christ be formed in me. I will not run from the affliction, but I'm going to thank God for it. Hallelujah. Back. Oh, God, glory, glory, come on, somebody, come on, just for a few seconds, and put your hand on your belly and say, Lord, stir this gift in me right now. Let me begin to speak like I've never spoke before. God, stir that gift of that unknown tongue in me. Let it come out again. Take me back to holiness, oh God. Take me, God. Take me back, oh God, that I can walk by temptation. God, I thank you for the gift inside of me. Oh, God, so I become a warrior as I go through all of this until Christ be formed. The Christ be formed. Glory, glory to God. I don't know who all on this line, but I'm going to tell you right now, I hear God in the spiritual realm. That God said, I got you in my hand, and I'm forming you, and I'm shaping you. You can't shape this. Let me shape this. Let me put my hands in it. When you're in the hands of the potter hand, you don't look like you used to look. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to restore everything that the canker worm has taken from you. Glory to God. You will experience a metamorphosis moment in your life if you allow me to be formed in you. Glory, glory, glory. Let me see disciples following you. Let me see the disciples following you that you are shepherding. Let me see the men and women of God that come in the church from Sunday to Sunday. They know the format. They know what you're going to say. Let them see Christ be formed in you. Glory to God. God bless you. Back to you, Chief. Somebody fine. Somebody been welling in your spirit. Someone's been travailing in your spirit. I want you to know tonight God says, I heard your prayer, and I'm going to answer your prayer. The moment that you cried, you touched heaven, and he says, when I send the answer, you'll be in the right position to receive the answer. Don't you murmur and don't complain. Oh, God said he will bring it to pass. Glory, glory.
God bless you all. Walk. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Feel the praise coming on here. Hallelujah, glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him a praise. Come on, open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. I want one of you, y'all. Amen. And she gave so much out. Somebody encourage her and then pray for her. Amen. Let's try to get this virtue that went out back to her. Amen. Who will encourage her tonight? Somebody. Amen. Who loves the Lord. Come on. Come on.
Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Black Williams, sir. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God, I was blessed every time I hear you open your mouth. You stir up the anointing down on the inside. It's like with Elizabeth and Mary, their babies leaped in their stomachs. And I just thank you. I just thank you for allowing God to continue to use you, woman of God. Continue to let God continue to get the glory out of your life. Amen. Because I know many lives are changed and touched because of just who you are and who you've allowed God to be in you. I just want to continue to encourage you, woman of God. Whatever you stand in need of and whatever your desires are, the Bible says those that delight themselves in the Lord, he shall give them the desires of their heart. Amen. So your prayers that you have up before God, I pray that God bless you with them abundantly. In Jesus' name, I love you, sister. Stay encouraged. God bless you.
Ambassador Lex. Amen. LaTanya Williams. Oh, God.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. For this is a season, hallelujah, that our new generation has been birthed even from you, even as I speak in the name of Jesus. The separation has not been a separation from people, but it was a separation so I can get to know you better in a different way. Hallelujah, 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 woman of God. Yet the best is not you seen. Glory to God. I know we people say that in a different way, but I want you to know, oh, my God, woman of God, I see that the staff is in your hand. I see God said it's in your hand, and even as you're walking, he said, even as you are walking as a shepherd, there are sheep. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let me go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let the Lord have his way.
Thank God.
Oh, God, thank you.
All right. While she's coming back to us, somebody else, I want you to encourage Ambassador Stiff. And somebody pray that God would restore the virtue back. The line is open to you.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for the woman of God that as she gave out, Lord God, that you'll give back unto her. Lord God, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow from the top of her head, God, to the very soles of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her, through her, and even for her, Father God. We just ask your will continue to be done for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that powerhouse. Amen. Ambassador Gail Stith. Amen. I want to move to Chicago now. Ambassador-elect Garnett and Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Are either one of y'all on the line here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all are here. Okay. Amen. We're running a little bit behind, but go ahead and take your 30 minutes. Amen. Let the Lord use. Do y'all have an hour or 30? Let me look at that record up.
Half hour.
Okay, go ahead and take your half hour and bless us real good. The Lord line is open to you all. God bless you.
God bless everyone on the sit-in prayer line tonight. And I just thank God for this little opportunity. I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. This Ambassador Jolene Garnett. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you tonight to give you honor and praise. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that wasn't pleasing to you. Lord, we want the anointing to flow even more on this shed-in prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. We lift it up that Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and his family right now in the name of Jesus, God. We lift it up real, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep our heart and encourage people under the blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every ambassador you met. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, ask you to keep their hearts and turn. Everyone that's an overseer, a leader, Lord, let their heart be, let them be encouraged even more, Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. So, Father, we just thank you for our children, God. We lift our children up, Lord. Protect them, keep them under the blood. Lord, help them to be obedient to you, to their parents or to their leaders right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, just have your way on each and everyone that's a speaker tonight, Lord. Have your way. Just let your anointing flow, Lord. We honor you and we just praise you and we just magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus, God. You've been so good to us, Lord. Lord, we speak peace over the world. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the devil on every hand. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for speaking life to ourselves and to your peoples right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the tests and trials and tribulations just to make us strong and to share with others what you can do, Lord. You said we have the faith, you got the power. So, Father, we know that we have the power, we have the faith, and we have the power in Jesus' name. And we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for the youth. Our line, we thank you for the blog line. So, Father, we thank you for how you mother plan and making a way out of no way for us, Lord, and open our understanding to what you are doing. So, Father, we just thank you for compassion. We thank you for patience. We thank you for love right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. And, Lord, let it be a change when we come off of this shed-in prayer line right now in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to step up even more in Jesus' name. And we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. And I'm turning it over to Sister Lily Garnett. She's going into a thank you praise. Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for this prayer line tonight. I thank God for being here. After being here, you do find me saved and sanctified and baptized with the precious Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for the shut-in. I thank God for Dr. Johnson, the first group prayer line. And I'm going to be briefly with you. I'm going to read, I think, one verse of Psalm 51:10. Says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was chafing in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So we know that our natural inclination is to please ourselves rather than God. So David followed that inclination when he took another man's wife, you know, when he lay with Bathsheba. And you know, David, he was a man after God's own heart. He didn't mind asking God to forgive him. And so we should be like David. When we sin in any way, we must ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us within, cleanse our hearts and spirit, clearing our hearts and spirit for new thoughts and desire. Right conduct can come only from a clean heart and spirit. So we should ask God to create in us a clean heart, and give us the right spirit. And that's what we want to do. God wants us. God cannot bless us. And we sin, we got to ask God to forgive us. We cannot just go on in our sin. We have to let self be crucified. So this is what God is. We should ask God to create us in a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. And if we do that, we will continue. We will follow God. And I thank God for this time and this opportunity, and back in the hands of Sister Mother Digby. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. First, giving honor to God and to Chief Ambassador Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for how he came into my life and saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost and keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for all of the goodness that I heard on the line tonight, and I heard, thank the Lord for all the goodness I heard this morning. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. This is an anointed line, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I want to say I wanted to talk a little bit on Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that they were talking on this morning, and I praise the Lord for that. I enjoyed the sister so much. I enjoyed everyone that I heard on tonight and on today. I thank God for you, and I want to say I was on Ephesians 6, and I'm at the first of the chapter. He's letting us know, Paul let us know, to the Ephesian church, he's writing, letting the children know to obey their parents and letting the parents know what to do. And I want to say it's just something for all of us to do. He let the fathers know not to provoke your children to wrath. If you don't know how to talk to your children and how to train them, you can provoke them by always giving them discouraging things. It's always a way to give them up and let them have a mind to go up. Encourage them. Let them know that they can do and that they can be. And if you go tell them in the wrong way, you can provoke them. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the